Cambridge Key English Test 4 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. This is the Cambridge Key English Test. Paper 2. Listening. Test number 1. There are 5 parts to the test. Parts 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5. We will now stop for a moment before we start the test. Please ask any questions now, because you mustn't speak during the test. Now look at the instructions for part 1. You will hear 5 short conversations. You will hear each conversation twice. There is 1 question for each conversation. For questions 1 to 5, put a tick under the right answer. Now we are ready to start. Look at question 1. One. What music will they have at the party?
Are you going to bring your guitar to the party?
It's broken, I'm afraid, but you can play the piano for us.
I'm not good enough. Let's just play your new CDs.
All right. I'll bring the guitar another time.
Now listen again.
Are you going to bring your guitar to the party?
It's broken, I'm afraid, but you can play the piano for us.
I'm not good enough. Let's just play your new CDs.
All right. I'll bring the guitar another time.
Two. When will the man go on holiday?
I can't go on holiday in June because my parents are coming to stay with me then.
Why don't you go in August? It's a lovely month in the mountains.
July's better. There aren't so many people. So I'll leave on the 12th and come back at the end of the month.
OK. Then you'll be back for my birthday party in August. Now listen again.
I can't go on holiday in June because my parents are coming to stay with me then.
Why don't you go in August? It's a lovely month in the mountains.
July's better. There aren't so many people. So I'll leave on the 12th and come back at the end of the month.
OK. Then you'll be back for my birthday party in August. Three. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
It's very hot, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I love it. I hope it doesn't rain.
Well, it'll be cold and windy tomorrow.
Oh, dear. We never have hot weather for long.
Now listen again.
It's very hot, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I love it. I hope it doesn't rain.
Well, it'll be cold and windy tomorrow.
Oh, dear. We never have hot weather for long.
Four. What colour is Mary's coat?
Hi, Mary. What have you bought?
This coat. Do you like it?
Yes. Yellow looks good on you.
Do you think I can use my blue bag with it?
Your brown one will look better.
Now listen again.
Hi, Mary. What have you bought?
This coat. Do you like it?
Yes. Yellow looks good on you.
Do you think I can use my blue bag with it?
Your brown one will look better.
Five. What did the woman repair?
Hi. What have you done today?
You know that broken shelf above my desk? Well, I repaired it and then I went shopping.
What did you buy?
A new chair.
Now listen again.
Hi. What have you done today?
You know that broken shelf above my desk? Well, I repaired it and then I went shopping.
What did you buy?
A new chair.
This is the end of part one. Now look at part four. You will hear a man making a telephone call. Listen and complete questions 16 to 20. You will hear the conversation twice.
Hello, could I speak to Diana, please?
She's not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Tell her that Ian called from head office and we've booked her into the April Hotel for two nights.
Which hotel?
The April. You know, like the month.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure she'll like it. It's on Leith Street.
Could you spell that?
L-E-I-T-H. Leith Street.
OK, I've got that.
Now, she knows where the meeting will be, but she doesn't know the time. Tell her it will begin at 20 past 10 and finish at 4:30.
Right.
And could you tell her to take the book with her? She'll know which one. I'm sure she's finished reading it.
OK. Anything else?
Oh, yes. Please tell her I'll take her to the factory on Tuesday and she can speak to Mr. Brown on Wednesday morning.
All right. I'll make sure she gets the message.
Thanks very much.
Now listen again.
Hello, could I speak to Diana, please?
She's not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Tell her that Ian called from head office and we've booked her into the April Hotel for two nights.
Which hotel?
The April. You know, like the month.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure she'll like it. It's on Leith Street.
Could you spell that?
L-E-I-T-H. Leith Street.
OK, I've got that.
Now, she knows where the meeting will be, but she doesn't know the time. Tell her it will begin at 20 past 10 and finish at 4:30.
Right.
And could you tell her to take the book with her? She'll know which one. I'm sure she's finished reading it.
OK. Anything else?
Oh, yes. Please tell her I'll take her to the factory on Tuesday and she can speak to Mr. Brown on Wednesday morning.
All right. I'll make sure she gets the message.
Thanks very much.
This is the end of part four.